Where do you think this vehement obsession that the offended party gets to be right comes from? If we're Christians, if we've been redeemed, why is it so hard for us to lose sight of that?
Well, one of that has to do with shame. You'll notice when Adam and Eve sinned against God, look what they immediately did when they heard the sound of the Lord in the day, in the cool of the day. That word in the Hebrew has the idea of coming in judgment, coming to know, to be exposed. And notice what they did. They immediately hid. And when they hid, God says, Adam, where are you? He knew where he was, but he's asking him to look at his own self, to expose himself. He says, well, I heard you in the garden. I knew I was naked, and I became afraid, so I hid. When it comes to an offense, this is where another offense is an opportunity. Offense is the opportunity for me to realize that I have areas in my life that I need to be addressed. And offense often creates that. People want to be right because it's a fig leaf. It's trying to cover up what they know they need to deal with. And that's why people build what I call castles of cynicism, castles of contempt. They not walls, castles, where they protect themselves and from an ivory tower go, well, I'm right, they're wrong, and they cut themselves off from people. And that's why 1 John 1:8-10 says, if we say we have not sinned, we deceive ourselves. And the truth is not in us. And it then goes on to say we make God out to be a liar. It's trying to be right as opposed to being righteous. Being righteous means, Lord, I don't care what someone's done to me. I know first and foremost what I've done to you. I know that I put your son on the cross. And so, Lord, I'm afraid. I'm afraid to be exposed, to be honest with you, Lord. But I know that I need some areas of my character, of my heart, my mind, to be reflected and to be revealed. So I'm willing to come humble and broken. And that's why Jesus said in the Beatitudes, blessed are those who mourn over sin. Because when they're mourning, and blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, not being right, but God's righteousness. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us so that we can be what? Be made right with God. And so there's the difference between saying I need to be right or I need to be righteous.